Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people there, no?
Well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, welcome everyone to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much. We bless you, Lord, for all that you are doing that we can see and things that we can't even see, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We perceive your presence in this place today. Oh, hallelujah. And I don't quite understand it, but this is feeling more like a healing night. Hallelujah. So however you want to do it, Lord God, we say just do it the way you want to do it, and we'll all be satisfied. We thank you for our speakers tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those who will say something tonight, Lord, we thank you that your anointing is flowing and that we're all just at peace, Lord God, and we're just going to have a good time tonight. Hallelujah. You love it when your children have a good time. And so we thank you for that, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Amen, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And oh, and also, Lord, we thank you for taking care of every technical thing tonight, that everything flows for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. and amen. Tell you, we are in the middle. We are right in the middle of our Christian, the Get 'Em Radio Christian Entrepreneur Month. Hallelujah. This is our third virtual pop-up shop. Hallelujah. And wow, we've been having such a wonderful time here. In case you were not with us earlier this month, on December the 2nd, we had Camilla Jones with Camilla J. Collections. And then on December the 9th, on last week, we had Marissa Yarbrough with Sunflowers Beauty. Amen. And, oh, we had such a great time and such wonderful, unique products as well. And so if you were not on before, it's okay. You can go to the archives and or to our podcast and check it out. And the easiest way to get to any of our podcasts is to Google Get 'Em Radio. G-I-T-M, and that stands for God in the Midst. So when you Google Get 'Em Radio, then what will happen is that at least our last, I believe our last five broadcasts will pop up, and you'll be able to see that. And once you get on our Get 'Em Radio, Blog Talk Radio platform, you can feast on over 1,100 podcasts. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we've had so many wonderful subjects over the past year. We've had our small churches and then parachurch ministries, and then we've had our specials broadcast on during that time, too. It's so much. So, and it's all from a Christian perspective. So you'll look on there and find out how to buy a house. Come on, somebody. Amen. You want to hear that from a Christian perspective. You'll find out about cryptocurrency. Hallelujah. You can even find out how to use Instacart. Amen. We're Christians, but we live in this world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world, and we need to find out more things. Hallelujah. So we've had such a wonderful time. Also, if you want to start a ministry, we have some information about that. If you are, if you want to have a 501c3, we have something about that as well. There's a lot that will bless you, not to mention our Bible teaching that we have, our Praying in Tongues Tuesday with interpretations that are such a blessing. And our church service, hallelujah, our healing service. So there's so much, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on before we close tonight. So we have so much that could bless you in so many ways. Now, tonight, somebody say tonight, hallelujah. Tonight, we have Don and Veronica Anthony, and they have not only one business, but they have two businesses. Hallelujah. And God has blessed them to be entrepreneurs of two businesses. And one is called Pop Life, and the other one, A Red Sky Incorporated. So before I go any further, we're going to get Don on the line. And I'm so used to calling him Pastor Don. Amen. He is my nephew, and you know, if I have somebody come on and their family, you know what I sing. It's a family affair. So Don is my nephew, and Veronica is his wife. And so he is going to introduce Veronica to us tonight. Pastor Don, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Welcome.
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, welcome.
All right, all right, all right. I'm happy to be here, and we want to extend a warm, loving welcome to everybody that's listening on Get 'Em Radio, and we really appreciate the opportunity on this platform. Thank you.
Amen.
And so, without further ado, the star, the highlight, definitely of our family, is a woman who I happen to know very, very, very close. And she is a very organized, spiritually grown, powerful woman of faith. She has grown tremendously over the years, and she is, like I said, she's organized, she's meticulous, and she is definitely a woman of God, a business owner. She stepped into this realm of entrepreneurship as if she was a veteran, and she knows how to definitely make something happen in business. And I'd like to introduce my beautiful wife, Veronica Anthony.
Bring her Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank
Hi.
You very much. Thank you.
Intro. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for the introduction, dear husband.
And just to let everybody know, we're not in the same room, so she's not prompting me to say these things. So just to let you know.
All right. Good. Good. And you did a good job, husband. Amen. All right.
Thank you.
So when it comes to remarks, we'll turn your mic back on again and see if you want to say anything, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. So, Veronica.
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much
nice
for having me. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you had a chance to do this because you are a lady who's doing a lot at one time, a multitasking lady. Praise God. So we thank you for this investment that you're making in Get 'Em Radio, and we appreciate it. So start off by telling us, what's your favorite scripture?
Okay, I actually have two favorite scriptures right now. One
okay.
is Colossians. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It's Colossians 3:23. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. And then the other one is John 14:27, which is, I'm leaving you with a gift of peace of mind and heart. The peace that I give is the gift the world cannot give, so do not be troubled or afraid.
Oh, I like both of those. that is so nice. And John 14 is just, the Lord had me to memorize John 14 at one point in my life. So anybody who says John 14, I'm like, yes. So, wow, thank you for sharing. Amen.
It's a very reassuring scripture, yes.
Yes, yes. And I think about it often. You know, his peace that he gives to us, not as the world giveth, but the way that he gives it. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm a King James girl. So, but I like your rendition. Amen.
You.
So tell us about your salvation experience. When you became born again?
You know, I thought about this one a bit because I've just always been in church. And so when I was younger, about 8, you kind of get the first I say that, you know, I grew up initially as Catholic, and so I get baptized first thing as a baby. And then, it kind of changed when my mom and my dad separated. And so, when I was 8,
where we went to church, they kind of give you that direction and choice about making the decision at that point, and then you get baptized. So I was baptized consciously aware of it at 8 years old. And I probably would say that would be my start in my mind, because I've always known God and been in the church since that point. There hasn't been a time where I haven't been. So I kind of feel like that's where I've always been with it. I didn't know at the time, like at 8, that's what necessarily I would have called it or known that's what it was, but I think that's kind of the point where I started at.
Okay. So by that time you were at another church
yes.
rather than the Catholic.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we
cool.
were no longer at the Catholic church. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you got baptized that time.
I
with
did.
The,
yes, at 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was it a sprinkling or did you get dunked at 8?
A full baptism, underwater, the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
The sprinkling I got when I was a baby. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was a very special moment for sure. You know, I didn't feel like at 8 that I took it for granted. It did feel like a very special moment. So I, you know, I'm the kind, I kind of take it all seriously. I think I take it all seriously. So I
Amen.
Know that it was, like I said, I just knew that that was just the way of life for me.
That's beautiful. You know, and I think about children, and sometimes people say, no, children don't know. You know, you don't want to do that. Do you want to wait until they're older? No, that's a good age. You know, at 8 or 9 or even younger than that, children can say what they want and what they don't want. And they can't, you know, begin to have a relationship with God. So, yeah, and for you to know at that age that it was a special moment, that was very nice. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they sat and talked with us, the bishops of the church. They talked to us and you know, really made sure that we understood what was happening. I mean, so I feel like it wasn't any kind of surprise thing or unknown thing I was doing at that age. I knew I was accepting God. I knew that, like I said, that it was an important moment.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now tell us about your family. Anything about your family that you want to share?
I have a really lovely family. It's quite, you know, extended. I had an older daughter, or I have an older daughter that I had before I met my husband. But then also, you know, same for him. He brings children with him. So we both had children, and then we added 2 more on when we got married. And so I have a lovely family. I'm very proud of the older kids and all that they're accomplishing on, you know, on their own as young adults. And, of course, you know, now they're grandchildren. So it's a great family, I have to say. It makes me feel like when I'm unsure about any of my purpose, then all I have to do is look at the fact that we have really great kids. And I am very pleased.
Amen. You know what? This is pretty weird. I'm just realizing you are a grandmother. Wow.
I am.
You know, I mean, I know, you know, Tanisha and Star have children, but I just never thought about that.
Yeah. It makes me definitely a bonus. You know, those are definitely bonus children for me, and like I said, I'm impressed by them. I'm inspired by them because they're really great young women. And but then also, you know, that they have kids also, like I said, it made me a grandmother, which is, you know, an interesting thing because I sure enough don't feel old enough to be a grandmother. But I accept the role willingly because those babies are really some really great kids.
Amen. Okay, let's jump into the business. Now, before we get to the business, those of you who are, I believe most of you have received a text from us. And so if you received the text from us, you should have the links for both of the businesses tonight. Amen. And so you have permission to multitask. You have permission to go on to, not that you needed permission, but you can multitask and begin to go on the website and look at it while we're here on the line, you know, with the interview, and you'll get to see some of the things that are out there. I'm excited about both of these businesses, and hopefully you see the information of how to get into it. If you're on your phone and all you have to do is click on the link, and you'll go right into the website and you'll still be on the phone with us. I think everybody's phone works like that, where you can go to the link and still be on the phone. And so you'll see the link for www.poplife.store. So, and that's the popcorn business. And you can go and look at that. And then the T-shirt business is what? A Red Sky INC. Amen. And so you can click on that and then go and be looking around. And when we finish talking about the business, we'll all go on the website together. Okay? All right. All right. So tell us about the business. Now, we'll start with Poplife.
Okay.
How did you get that?
How did I get the... I didn't hear the last part.
Yeah, the name Poplife.
The name Poplife. I had a different name for it. I can't remember what it was. I just played with some ideas. But then I remember talking to the family about what I was about to, you know, take an adventure on. And then they, you know, said that it reminded them of the song Poplife. And then that's where I went with it. I thought, oh, that's perfect. It comes with its own song already. And so I went ahead and chose it.
Okay. I have never heard that song before. Is that a new song or it's been around for a while?
It's been around for a while. It's a song from the 80s by Prince. And it says Poplife. Everybody needs a thrill, and so it kind of fit in with the whole idea that I had to just, you know, do something exciting for yourself and to just enjoy popcorn. You know, popcorn is a very exciting kind of food anyway, the fact that it does what it does, but I thought it all kind of fit, and it would be recognizable, you know, to a good majority of the people, young adults and people my age, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to find that song. I knew a few of Prince's songs, a few of them. I did like Prince, and I cried when he died, you know. But I'm
yeah,
gonna
me
to
too.
And when it comes to popcorn, King James girl, I'm a popcorn girl. And the first thing that I remember being able to cook when I was a child, or I guess not, well, maybe a teenager, a child, was popcorn. And we grew up around popcorn. And I can recall my siblings and I mean, we were young, you know, 8, 9, you know, around that age. And my parents would be at work, and, you know, the older kids were, you know, we were all just there together at the house. And we would be making popcorn during the day. And that's like a special thing to all of my family. My father, he started that. Oh, man, he loved popcorn. So, you know, this Pop Life is very special to me, you know, to have you on. And then all the flavors we're going to talk about.
Thank you.
That, it's just the flavors, or I never heard of these before. So
thank you.
So tell us, when did the business start? And we're talking Pop Life. We'll come back with the
other. Yeah. Pop Life started last year during 2020 in March when COVID hit. Then where I was working closed, and so I was out of work. And I kind of was just looking around trying to figure out what I wanted to do. How was I going to make money? I wasn't quite sure. And so I was just like online really trying to figure out, do I want to go back to school? I wasn't doing anything spectacular one day, but sitting there, I could just hear pretty clearly that God tell me, you know, like, look up popcorn. And so I was like, okay, I mean, same, I grew up eating popcorn. You know, we had the whole Jiffy Pop on the stove kind of popcorn. And I always thought that was kind of fun. And my mom loved popcorn too. And but my mom liked it like really buttery. And so probably in my teenage years, I didn't like it too much anymore. It was just too much for me, and I stopped eating popcorn. I didn't eat popcorn for years, like very, very, very long time. And then, so I wasn't quite sure what I was looking for, to be honest with you, when I heard it. I just started thinking, you know, okay, I wonder, what is the popcorn like nowadays? And can you just, like, who sells popcorn? And what does it all look like? And then as I started to look more into it, then everything kind of started to come together for me in the way of the name and the look of it, kind of what I thought, well, you know, I could sell popcorn online. And so then I had to start looking for someone to manufacture the popcorn, because I wasn't really thinking that I wanted to do it myself. That never really crossed my mind. Like, this would be like homemade popcorn. I just started wondering, you know, how do people even, you know, get their popcorn that they do sell? And so as the more I looked into it, the more it started to all kind of come together. So it's been, so now we have officially been a year. I started in October of last year. And then it's just kind of been, I've just kind of been and growing it throughout the year, learning a lot of things along the way.
I'm sure you have. And I want to say congratulations on your first year. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That is
wonderful.
Yeah.
I definitely thank God because, like I said, it wasn't even in my mind to have a business to begin with. I'm not real well, okay, I'll rephrase that. At the time, I wasn't really in the mindset of being an entrepreneur or, you know, a business owner. I was I'm more a 9-to-5 kind of girl. You know, I work for somebody. But everything that I think I've done in my life kind of played itself out really well in putting the business together. So everything from, like I said, from the design, because that's the kind of work I was doing before, to building the website myself, and which is what I was doing before, all the way to like the accounting and the business side of it. I used to work in banking. So there was just a lot of it that I thought about. Everything that I've done in my life kind of came to this point.
Wow, that's interesting that you would say that. And I'm just so all with you as you're saying that, because I'm at a point in my life that so many things that I learned that I walked in and walked through, I'm using right now. you know, as far as get them ready, say design work, you know, doing the graphic for our advertisement for Get 'Em Radio, and then you know, accounting work that I used to do, and also you know, being one of Pastor Mom's caregivers, I'm using skills that I learned, you know, as an accountant, you know, years. And so that's pretty cool. You know, when God just, when you look and see, God prepared me for this, and I didn't even know it, you know.
Yeah,
and even
he really has.
Yeah. So now you built your own website?
I did. I did.
Very nice.
Thank you. I had someone that was starting something for me, but it just wasn't looking the way I envisioned it in my head. And so I just stayed up one night and I just did it myself. Now, I've done websites before, so that's, you know, that's where the moment was where I thought, I don't know why I'm asking someone else. You know, God clearly is telling me I can do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And I remember the beginning of Get 'Em Radio, the thoughts, he was just telling me stuff, boom, 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 do this, do that, do this, do that, do this. And I just followed the direction. And I just did it, you know, the way to do it. And that makes it so easy. You know, it all comes together. And even when he said to have an entrepreneur month, I had not thought, well, it was kind of in the back of my mind for a while, but when it was time, he just gave me a list of names, and everything came together. Glory to God. So now tell us, what is your best seller on
on the popcorn? Initially, it has been the sweet yellow cheddar, which is it's a deeply cheddary popcorn, but it has sweetness to it, so it gives it a lot. It's kind of, I want to say that it's like a cheddar kettle corn, but not really, because it's very distinct in its flavor. It's very addictive in its flavor, and so it typically is the best seller. But since I change my flavors every month, and also in line with a lot of holidays, that's kind of the uniqueness of the company, I'm finding that the hot chocolate, when it comes around, is probably one of my other best sellers. And I have a new flavor that I just started last month that is actually turning out to go very well. It was just one I was just doing for fun, but it does very well. And that's our Fanta Pop. That's all the Fanta soda flavors.
Yeah.
Like orange, grape, pineapple, cherry, and blue raspberry.
Yeah, the Fanta, that's a soda, right? The Fanta flavor.
It is a soda. Yes.
Wow. Now how do these come to you? The Lord just drops them in your spirit, or...
I think about the holiday, like what holiday season, or the fact that it would be, like when I started in October, you know, initially I thought I wanted a Halloween popcorn, so I chose something by colors first, and then the flavors kind of just went together with that, but then... just as as the season or the holiday comes through, then I start thinking about the different types of flavors that I want. And since it's been a year now, I think I'm probably at like 55 flavors so far. But I'm kind of keeping them about the same for a little bit.
And I guess, you know, depending on the holiday, you can rotate in and out. Of different flavors.
Yes, I do. Go ahead. Okay.
I was going to say, you do have regular plain or cheese, butter?
No. That's the difference, is that these are all thrilling flavors. So you're not going to find just some plain kettle corn or a plain butter, none of those. I've only introduced a few savory flavors, but for the most part, they're going to be specialty sweet flavors. I like the funness of it.
Okay. Well, people must like that.
So far, so good.
Yeah, good. Amen. That would be a new thing for me. I think, I've done cheese before. I've done that popcorn that is so famous in Chicago that I can't think of the name of.
Cheddar and the caramel.
Yeah.
We have a version of that where we actually take the caramel popcorn itself and dust it in the cheddar. So rather than it being two separate popcorns, it's just one popcorn. The whole thing at one time.
Wow. Well, that sounds interesting. That would be something I might like to taste, that one. Amen.
Yeah, my daughter finds that to be one of her favorites, so I think you might enjoy it.
Okay. Who do you think is your customer base, people who typically get the popcorn?
Pretty much anyone who likes popcorn, really.
Okay.
I find that most people that are, are really into it are the ones always saying the same thing, that they love popcorn. I have to say, great, that I'm for you.
All right. So any flavor that you can think of, it's produced for you. Or you have the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, everything that I've thought of, I'll take like the Santa Pop, the soda pop one. I'll take just regular flavors, some kind of standard flavors too, and I'll mix them as well. So, for instance, last year we did a German chocolate flavored popcorn, and so what I did is I took hot chocolate popcorn and coconut popcorn. I'm trying to remember all the flavors in it. And I think one other, just to give, and the maple pecan, to kind of give it the same feel of a German chocolate cake, but in popcorn. So
that's
I'll do
great.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, I'm going to give you an idea for some popcorn, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Check out, though. Don't immediately throw it away, okay? Because there's a bunch of people that like a little burnt popcorn. There's a
burnt
bunch
popcorn.
Of people who like, but not burnt bad. It's like how some people like their toast to be dark
yes.
toast rather than a light toast. So not every piece is burnt, but there's like a where just some of the pieces are burnt, and every now and then you get like a nice burnt piece of popcorn. It's a thought, okay?
It's a thought, okay. I'm making a list.
Okay, make your list, and remember me when you blow up because of that little burnt popcorn thing. Because I was talking to my sister, my younger sister, who was saying how she used to like, I'm trying to think of burnt bacon, but burnt on
burnt
the outside,
bacon.
But it had to be good on the inside. We had a whole conversation about that, cracking up laughing. But there are some people who like just a little burnt, so think about that. I like
okay.
that cake thing. That sounds delicious. Okay, let's go on.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say,
Like some of the flavors that I have this month are banana pudding and s'mores and gingerbread, caramel, you know, macchiato, a little coffee flavored popcorn, and peppermint crunch. That's also a big seller. So, I'll throw your ideas in the mix.
Okay. Now, and the pumpkin spice, because when I mention to people pumpkin spice, they go, oh.
Yeah, that's right. I have pumpkin spice cheesecake, and this is all this month. So, yeah, I try to, you know, stick with a lot of great warm holiday fun flavors. You know, I think the plainest popcorn that I carry is caramel, just plain caramel.
Oh. Okay. Now, did you say banana pudding?
I did say banana pudding.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I remember you said s'mores. So these are really great holiday flavors, you know, and people do give away popcorn for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's been going on
for a long time. And so we even, we are on the same track with that, but I like to do it a little different. So I don't want to just give people tins that they may not use for the next year or so on and so forth. So we have, I decided to do things like stockings where they can get a stocking filled with popcorn, or movie buckets where they get the popcorn and then they can reuse the movie bucket. Just a lot of little more interesting, more thrilling kind of containers, I think, that are a lot more fun. And I want to be able to have people reuse them.
Yes, that's good for the environment. Very good.
That's just good for your house, so you don't have a bunch of things stacking up.
Right. Right. And if there are, you can use them for something. So, I'm having such a good time, but we're getting up to almost an hour here. We want to go through the website and open up the line. So tell us about, let's go on with the T-shirt business.
Okay, the T-shirt.
About that.
Uh-huh.
A red sky.
Very quickly,
first.
A red sky. Well, a red sky is something that I had that was initially just in general a business, or for me personally, actually, what I would do my self-employment under. So the work that I was doing was as an independent contractor, and so I used the a red sky, just, you know, as the sunset, really, is what it comes to. And that started in 2009 when I was working as a photographer. And then it just is what I've been using. But same, my husband and I have been really interested in printing T-shirts, and not just T-shirts, but any marketing material, really, business cards, flyers, posters, whatever anyone can think of visually, videos, any of those things. So we kind of just put it all under that same thing. And so now we've been just doing all of the marketing promotional stuff under a red sky. And we do a lot of T-shirt print work right now for a lot of, you know, people and companies.
Wonderful. Well, I have to say that do I have a T-shirt? Yes, I have a T-shirt from our family reunion, and really nice quality T-shirt from that. And then you guys just recently sent me this beautiful, I'm into red now, this beautiful red zip-up hoodie sweatshirt that it looks so good on me.
Thank you. I'm good. It does look good on you.
And it's so comfortable. So, and then the design on it is beautiful. I love that B. And then God in the Mist Radio is written on it. And then the graphic of Jesus is on the back of it. Now, who did that graphic? Is that something that you did, or someone else?
Mm-hmm. No, that's something that I did.
You drew that?
I started with an image that I had, and digitally, I did that digitally. So there's no hand drawing. It's just a lot of digital artwork. So that one is a little more intricate, and it took a little bit. I do a lot of digital art compared to just, like, hand drawing.
Okay. Now I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know where it came from, but I was like, whoa, this is something here. Okay, very nice. So we'll look at that. All right, and when did you start that last year as well?
No, it was just been kind of a gradual move into it. It's really, we've just shaped it and defined it much more in the last in the last couple years.
Okay. And you say you do marketing, promotional stuff?
Yeah. Any business cards or flyers, posters, all of those kinds of things, pens, anything like that.
Okay. So if someone wanted to have a T-shirt and they have a certain kind of logo, they can have that on their T-shirts and then have it on, you could print it on something else too?
Yes, we can.
Cups or something?
Yes, you do cups as well, mugs. I have all of those things.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that. I thought it was T-shirts and sweatshirts and, That's pretty good. Okay, I'll have to remember that. And I know you guys do quality work. When we did our virtual family reunion last year, we came to you guys and we all had our T-shirts on and met virtually on a Zoom and had a really great time together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you. That was nice. Okay, let me see. Is there anything else? I'm ready to get online at this point. And let's look around a little bit together. Is there anything that's your bestseller with your T-shirts and your Red Sky business?
The T-shirts, no, not necessarily. We're starting to put up more of our own personal designs. Like the Jesus sweatshirt that you got, you are the second person to get that, and so I'm deciding to put it out. But we're starting to put more of our own designs up. But we, you know, like I said, we do mostly printing of other people's designs that they have, and you know what they need for their business. So.
Okay. Well. There was one T-shirt that I saw that said, it said something before it, but it says, I am the storm. And, I was like, that's pretty cool.
Thank you. That's another one that we did, that I just did. I'm trying to remember what it said. Surprisingly, I'd seen around a print that people or some stuff that people were saying about the devil, you know, saying to them that about talking negatively in a way, you know, that the storm is coming and you know, you can't get through life because of the storm. But instead, it is... it's kind of a reply in return that says, I'm a child of God, a warrior of Christ. I am the storm. And so more just like a mantra, like to speak directly, you know, to the devil to say, you're not it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can have come against me.
Right. And realize that a storm is coming your way, so watch it.
Yes, right. It's the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go online together. Let's start with the pop lights. Hallelujah. And then prepare yourself, everyone, to press your number one key. And we're going to be opening up the lines in a little bit here. You know, our usual, make comments. If you have any questions, you have any prayer requests, prophecy requests, you know, press your number one key and begin to get in the queue. Let's go on to pop light. Hallelujah. So in case you don't know what the web address is, it's www.poplife.store. And when you first get on, you see the Pop Life logo. Everybody needs a thrill. And at the top, you see home, all pop, and contact. So we're on home already, and you see all of the different colors of popcorn there. Very inviting. Click on all pop. Let's click on all pop and look at that. Okay, and that'll take you into the flavors, the pop and flavors. Amen. So you have the peppermint crunch box. You see that, $15, the hot chocolate box for $15. You know what I saw? I saw something was like a dollar. I'm like, was that a typo?
No, sometimes if I have some popcorn that I have left before the new season starts, then I call it my secret stash. It, you know, it may pop up and you might catch it for a dollar.
Okay, that's nice. Oh, speaking of catching stuff for a dollar, tell everyone how about how they can get a chance to win something tonight.
Sure. Tonight, if you let's see, what we talk about doing is for every purchase that you make, I'll enter you into a drawing for a personal popcorn maker and two bags of popcorn.
Okay. That sounds great. A personal popcorn maker. Does that go in the microwave?
No, it's an actual kind of it's a plug-in, and it looks like a little mini version of a square popcorn maker, the kind that you probably would see at a store or at the movie theater maybe. Uh-huh. It's just a little personal size one, and you can make your own popcorn in it.
Okay. You can put oil in it?
You know, that's a good question. I think it's just an air popper. Let me walk out here and see real quick.
Okay.
Well, you go ahead.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it's just an air popper.
Okay. So while she's looking at that, let me just repeat that. Any purchase that you make tonight puts you in the drawing to be able to get a personal popcorn maker and two bags of popcorn, and that'll be sent to you. So if you purchase something tonight while we're on the air, because she's going to look at who's purchasing and then do a drawing from that. So I guess I'll have to buy something tonight because I want to be in the drawing. Okay. Okay, did you find out?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It is a hot air popcorn machine. It's an air popper.
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
it's red and white.
Okay. 8 cups is personal to me.
Yeah. that's
well,
a good and plenty.
That's a couple of servings for some people. For me, that's a serving. So, okay. So, peppermint crunch, hot chocolate, the medium holiday tin. Okay. And then the holiday stocking. That is so cute. Both of them are. You have a dessert tin. And then, you know what, when you click on it, let's click on, well, I see the holiday tube. Let's click on the peppermint crunch together. That's $10. When you touch it, we clicked on peppermint crunch, okay, $10. It's like peppermint bark and popcorn came together for a holiday celebration. That's cute. In your mouth. Amen. So, and then you look on the side, and you'll see four small squares. So let's click on the squares over to your left, on your left side, and you can see how it looks. So I guess those the red in there, is that's the peppermint.
Yes.
And, you know, different ways that you can get it. That's a nice Merry Christmas box for stocking stuffers, I guess. And this with the car, that's a box, so the popcorn comes in a box like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the cute white stocking with the green and red on it. Very cute. Okay. And then go up near the top, the yellow with the red polka dots. That's cute, too. Go up near the top. And you can go to next. It's on the right side. Click on next. And then we're in the hot chocolate box. All right. So go over to the left. You know, every time I look at the hot chocolate, I don't know why I think about root beer. I wonder how root beer popcorn. that in the Fanta?
I will put that in. That sounds like a good summer flavor.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to the left where the squares are, you see how the chocolate, hot chocolate popcorn is going to look. Okay. And then have a sweet holiday. See that? Very cute. Oh, okay. So when it comes in the box, then you have two bags of popcorn inside the box, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then this, the beautiful dessert tin at the bottom. All right. Let's go back up near the top. Next to home, we see all pop. Let's go there together. Okay, in case you missed it, you can do this from anywhere. You'll see home, all pop, and then contact. So click on all pop again, and we'll go down the page a little bit more. Santa's choice, cinnamon bun pop. That's interesting. Oh, and the Fanta that you were telling us about, the different
mm-hmm.
soda,
flavor, yeah.
Okay. And caramel macchiato. Cool. Pumpkin spice pop. I know somebody who will like that. Now, where did I see that dollar at? Was that Santa's choice? Let me go back.
No, I don't have anything for a dollar right now.
Well, Santa's choice is showing up as a dollar.
It's at $7.
Well,
that's a seven.
That's a seven?
That's a seven.
Yeah, sure. Okay. It looked like a dollar to me. a typo.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Glasses. All right. It looks cute. No need to choose. Santa's choice fills both cravings, sweet and salty. All right, cool. Okay, back to All Pop again. Up at the top of the page. I hope we're together. Pop at any time. Okay, the pumpkin spice, the banana pudding pop, Moore's pop. Okay. Oh, churro? Wowie. Okay. Amaretto.
Sold out already.
What's sold out?
The churro is sold out.
Wow. Okay, notify when available. Okay. All right, again. Paging down. The amaretto, maple, pecan. Oh, and the caramel pop. So that's the caramel.
Yes.
Caramel corn and sweet yellow cheddar. Now, tell us about this, the gold pop star, the platinum pop star, and the diamond pop star. How, what goes on with that?
Those are subscriptions. So every month you can get either a one bag, two bag, or three bags of popcorn sent to you every month. And it'll just be various flavors, maybe the newest flavor for the holiday or for the season. But that'll go out automatically every month to you. When you get to the diamond pop star, you get a few extra fun things that go along with it. So, for instance, I had some mugs created, some coffee mugs that say Pop Life on them. Then if you're in the Diamond Star Club, you would get something like that. Or maybe you would get a T-shirt because we have a couple of T-shirts that go along with the popcorn company, and so you get some kind of merchandise, a little extra for being in the diamond level.
Okay, that is nice. And for people who like
hardcore,
yes, absolutely. Okay, and there's your cheddar caramel that we talked about earlier, and the gingerbread pop.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And
so,
just as a side note, I create all of these designs that you see. So every flavor, I have to create a new design, and all the photography I do myself.
Amen. That is nice. All right. And I can appreciate that. Because every Get 'Em Radio, most every Get 'Em Radio, I'm doing a different graphic for each. So I can definitely appreciate you doing that. All right. So anyone, you know, you can purchase something tonight and get in the drawing. So I have to make sure I purchase that because I wouldn't mind having that personal popper. And then two bags. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see some orders here.
Oh, good. Good. All right. So, okay, let's go quickly over to the T-shirt. And I thought I had that up, but it is a red sky ink.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, did you photograph him or did you do that video?
No, I did not.
Okay.
There are resources out there that you can use where you can, you know, put your logo on stuff and mock up whatever you want in video and photo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Secrets.
Oh, nice. All right. So here we have shop and print. Oh, now that you say that, I can kind of see it now. That's a cool thing to be able to do that.
It is. Yeah, it's very resourceful. I mean, it makes it very easy for us to put up, you know, some quality and also to give our customers an idea of what their shirts will look like.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you.
Great idea. Okay, so shop and print. That's pretty big sitting there. Let's do the shop first. Shop or the T-shirts that you've put together or the shirt, the design that you have on shirts now. So that's your your Jesus. Okay. And that's a hoodie sweatshirt. I hope we're all together. I should look at my, okay, I'm looking at my text and I'm seeing other stuff on there. But I just wanted to see if anybody was texting me about anything. Okay, so we see the Jesus hoodie, and then we see the I Am the Storm, and it, you know, we see the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. That's nice. That's very nice. Psalm 62, 5 through 6. And then with the I Am the Storm, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. 1 John 3, 1. Very nice. And then this, the last one is out of stock. It's sold out?
Yes, for right now. I mean, we're gonna start printing more of those. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So those are the ones that you have. And then when you click on print, go up to the top of the page and you'll see next to, you'll see home, shop, and print. And, yeah, I kind of like that. I'm a child of God, a warrior of Christ. I am the storm. Yes. Watch out. Now, Blackfoot Country Club, that sounds like my brother said that. No, he doesn't say Blackfoot. He says Black Neck. Okay. But so when people get their ideas for T-shirts, they can call you and you can help them design it. And
yeah.
And make the shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's your phone number, Gmail, redskyinc@gmail.com. And then the phone number, 818-253-4-RED. All right, cool. Okay, so there you have it. So we have a T-shirt, the red sky, the color of love, the color, oh, and love?
No, the color of love.
Love, okay, gotcha. All right. Okay, let's open the lines now. Let's open the lines now. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, thank you.
Veronica. Okay. All right. The first one we always, always, always open a line for is Pastor Mom. So, and Pastor Catherine is with her. So we're going to open up their lines. I hope this is a good time. Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi. How are you?
Over this way, Mom.
I'm never listening to you. And hopefully you keep going.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So you know this is your granddaughter, Veronica. Don White.
I am Joella.
And so, Veronica, you got to pray for your grandma.
We thank you, Lord God, for her. We thank you for the strength that she needs, and we thank you for those that are surrounding her to help her, and we give you all the honor for the ministry and for all the work that's being done. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. All right. So, Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello.
Have everything tonight. Now I know I typed in the wrong. My email in the wrong place. That's the place where, as you said, I was supposed to call you. You're going to call me, but you can call me. But I don't want to talk until January.
Okay.
Okay. You can just keep that and just make a note for January.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
I didn't see the hoodie that you sent Apostle Barbara. You all have it on sale now?
I do. I have the green ones. I don't have it. I just made hers. So the ones that we have online are just in the green. However, if you would like to, you know, purchase one, just, you know, let us know and I can make one for you too.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I'll talk with you in January, okay?
Okay.
Well, we can talk in December for January. But the popcorn looks so good. But your aunt can barely eat popcorn now, but I do think I might get maybe a gift or something. But I need to get it, so I want to, because I want to taste it. I've never tasted you all popcorn, though.
Well, that would be exciting. I think you might enjoy, you know, even just one kernel to make it exciting for you.
Yeah. All right, may God bless you and may He continue to prosper your business here.
Thank you.
Love you.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom.
Thank you
so much.
Okay. So we see others with their number one key press. I'm going to open up their lines. Let's see here. We have Minister Rachel, my goddaughter from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister Rachel. You have your mute on? I'm sorry. I'm thinking that's Minister Rachel. That's not her. That's Minister Amber. I'm sorry. Hello, Amber.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Welcome.
Hi, and hello to everyone who's listening, and to Veronica and Don. I truly enjoy listening, and I just want to say that I love Pop Life and everything that it stands for, and I love that it's not only a popcorn company. They really reach out to the community, and you can see their heart. And everything they do is quality. The shirts and every printout that they do is quality. Popcorn is quality. They are quality companies. And I just truly thank God for Veronica and Don, and I admire them so much because God has really just downloaded so much into them to show the world, and they are truly showing the world what God has blessed them with. And I have personally been able to see them at a pop-up shop and the impact that they have from older adults to little children enjoying popcorn. And it was just a sight to see, and it really blesses your heart. And I thank God for Veronica so much. She's such a strong woman, and she just works so hard, and she's so diligent. And I love every single graphic that she makes for her businesses, and I just, I'm enamored. I just stare at it, and also the shirts that I've been made, I just feel the material all day because it's just so quality and so luxurious. So I just truly thank God, and if you really want to taste some of the best popcorn in the world, the best popcorn in the world, please, please order from Pop Life, because everything is so unique, and every single popcorn that I've tasted has super exceeded my expectations. And one of my all-time favorites is the caramel macchiato, and trust and believe, you get a handful of that, you're going to be up, because it's real ingredients. Nothing, no fake stuff. It's the real deal. And I just want to say I thank God for you guys, and I love you guys so much.
Thank you so much. I mean, that's so much. Thank you.
That was quite an advertisement.
It really is. Very beautiful. I really appreciate everything that that she had to say. I mean, you are a sweetheart.
Amen. And I got a little distracted because I'm over here trying to order some popcorn. Okay. So, and try to think, okay, which one do I want? Okay, let's go back. Let me be the host. All right, thank you, Amber. Excellent. If we ever need to do commercials, we know who to get. Okay.
Exactly.
Reverend Treva from California. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Good evening. Hey, Veronica. So good to hear your voice. And God bless you. I'm just so proud of y'all. And man, y'all are making me hungry. I'm going to have to wait till January to order some popcorn, though. But man, y'all are making me hungry. I can taste it, you know, because I purchased it. And it's really good. I love it. And my goodness. When you were talking
thank
about
you.
The banana pudding one, you're welcome. Just so proud of you and Donna. Proud to say you're my godchildren, and I just, you know, I love y'all, and God bless you, and I'm just proud.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. And I'm praying for y'all. I love you. I pray for you every day. And just God bless y'all. I love you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay, and I'm going to let you go on and talk to others, and thank you so much for that ministry. And I look forward to ordering again. Okay.
Right.
God bless you, Apostle Pidgey, too. God bless you, everybody, and Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to you later.
All right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Mary. Minister Mary, welcome.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Veronica. I guess I just want to give a commercial like Amber, like Minister Amber did. I have gotten their popcorn before. I want to say they sent me some popcorn, and just like Bobby said, our family, we are popcorn aficionados, and
yes,
the popcorn, yes, the popcorn that we received, when Amber said the ingredients are quality, that is the truth. It was really fresh ingredients, not like, you know, like what you would get in the stores or anything like that, better. than what you would get in the stores, and you could tell that it is custom popcorn. So I really appreciate that. It really does take a special person to be an entrepreneur. Everybody is not an entrepreneur. So I really appreciate, I really appreciate Veronica and Don for everything that you're doing. I'm very grateful for you guys. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the T-shirts and the prints. First of all, Veronica and Don sent me a sweatshirt, and it is one of the best sweatshirts I have ever had. I've worn it. My daughter has worn it, and that tells you, that in itself will tell you how great it is. If, you know, if my daughter has worn it. So we both have worn it, and it's just a very quality, beautiful sweatshirt. The other thing is that, you know, we did request orders for T-shirts for the family reunion. And when I tell you that the service was so great for us, paying, ordering was all seamless. And we all received our T-shirts timely, and they were beautiful when we received them, just as we had ordered. And they were like custom T-shirts for us. And they had to ship T-shirts pretty much, you know, to all of these different places in the country, to St. Louis and then to Memphis, and then there were some folks there in California. So it was a variety of places that they had to send those T-shirts to. So they're not just, you know, local. They can do it all, just like any other T-shirt shop. They can do it all. So I just want to tell you guys, I really appreciate all that you did during the family reunion. It was great work. And keep up the work, the good work that you guys are doing. And God bless you. And I pray prosperity, wealth, riches,
hallelujah,
over you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that testimonial, or those testimonials, you need to cut that out and put it on your website, okay? Amen. All right. You still there, Veronica? Oh, no, you dropped. Okay, let me find you. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, her line dropped. So we're going to have to, okay. Maybe, okay, did you go on Don's line? Hello, are you on mute? I'm on, I just opened the line for 7 seconds. Okay, I see you, Veronica.
All right, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Praise God.
Okay.
Glad you were able to call back. Okay, good, good. Okay, I hope you got to hear what Minister Mary said, your Aunt Mary said.
I heard everything except for the square. Yes. I really appreciate everything she had to say. I mean, I appreciate everything all of you are saying. It just really, you know, touches me to know that, you know, I try to take good care, and that that you guys are receiving that. So I'm thankful.
Okay. Great, great. All right. Let's hear from Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Hi, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom and all of the precious saints. And there is, it's been really a great blessing to be on. I call her my Shiro, which is my daughter-in-love, Yolanda. Not Yolanda. Lord, have mercy. One of my daughter-in-laws, Yolanda, her birthday is today. So I had just got through making a graphic for Yolanda, too, Anthony's wife. But Veronica is also my daughter-in-law. And I thank God for you, even tonight, Veronica. I thank God for the testimonies that you gave today. I thank God for the idea that God imparted into your heart about Pop Life. And I thank God for what I see what you and Don do, how you all work together as a team in order to get out the things that, that God has had you all to do, even in your pop-ups that you do and in the also in with the with the shirts and the graphic designs and the things that you all do. So I thank God for you. I had during the times that I've been on here, I kind of have a little problem in getting to go and buy the product or to be able to get it. And so Amber said, Mom, I'm going to help you tonight. And we're going to get this done tonight because I've tried it the last couple of weeks with the last two ones that's been on there, and I still have to go back on there for them. But I was able to go on tonight, and I was really excited about trying that banana pudding, the new banana pudding one, because that's one of my favorite desserts. So I thank God for you. Thank God, Veronica, for you and for all that God is doing in and through you. And as Mary said at the end, I ditto everything that she said. May God prosper and bless your business and continue to use you all for his glory and for his honor. So God bless you, Veronica, and you have a blessed night now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Pastor Price. Yeah, in terms of purchasing, I like to use PayPal, and it was very easy. Sometimes, you know, you go to these stores online and you have a issue with it, but everything just flowed wonderfully. And I like to kind of go through PayPal so my information's not all over everywhere. You know, so I was able to go through PayPal. So I appreciate you having that. And I did pick out my popcorn. I went the Safeway tonight. I wanted to go another way, but I just went the Safeway tonight. So I got the cheddar cheese and I got the caramel.
Okay.
I've never done caramel macchiato, but I just did the caramel. So, okay.
Thank
and,
you.
But I'm able to get it easily. And they say, well, it says I'll get it by Christmas Eve. That's pretty
cool. I am
cool.
Good. I'm going to make sure that all gets out this weekend so you can.
Okay. All right. And let me see. So, Pastor Don, you have your number one key press. You want to make a comment? Do you have your
Well, I was just looking out because Veronica had got dropped, so I was just stepping in. But you know, I want to really just say that, you know, it's truly been a ministry with everything that's been going on, because we quietly call the businesses, and we've only spotlighted two businesses that we have, but there are a couple more that I won't go into. You don't have enough time in the show for all of that, but God has truly made this a two fish and five loaves business, because It's the grace of God that, because on the outside, you don't know how it looks. It looks like, you know, it's just a small mom and pop business, but the Lord has blessed tremendously beyond our imagination. So we are very, very humbled and thankful for each and every blessing that's been prayed. Veronica has and truly an instrument of ministry, you know, with this, with these businesses. These are a lot of the things that she didn't necessarily express, but she's been a very, very big charitable blessing by way of Pop Life and even the T-shirts. And the T-shirts are mainly custom for outside clients, and starting next year, we are going to start putting out our own designs. So the Jesus and I Am the Storm are just the catalyst to what's to come for this new ministry that we're embarking on. So I just thank God for Veronica and the hard work that she does, and she's very humble, but the things that she's been through in her life, and, you know, it's just, it goes beyond speaking. So, you know, we're just blessed, and we're glad that you all are blessed, and, you know, just continue to keep us in your prayers, and we will do the same. And we pray a special, special blessing over Get 'Em Radio, Pastor Mom, my grandma, my lovely grandmother. God bless you. God bless you. I love you, Grandma. I'm coming to see you soon. That's the prophetic word for tonight. I'm coming to see my grandmother soon. I love my mother and my sisters and my aunt, Aunt Kat. I love you. Aunt Mary, you already know. That's my aunt sister, my aunt big sister. So I love my aunts, and I just appreciate all of you all for supporting and giving this platform for the businesses and Veronica to be able to express herself. So God bless you all. And now I'm going back on mute. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Don.
Thank you
so much. Amen. So at this point, what I'm going to do is just tell you about what's going on with our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And, well, first of all, we want to pray the prayer of salvation. The Lord just leads us to do that. We don't know who's listening and who'll listen in the future, but we want to make sure that they're born again. And so we'll do that first. Then we'll tell you about what's going on with our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then we'll come back to Veronica for closing remarks. We'll come back to Veronica, who will tell us who won tonight. And it's okay if I win. Okay. No, I'm not saying that. No, but she's going to tell us who won tonight with a drawing from those who purchased. So you may have a few more moments while I'm talking here if you haven't purchased anything yet. And then after we find out who won, then we'll have closing remarks from her, from Veronica, and then closing prayer. Praise God. Okay. So, you know, we're just listening here today. We've been listening about how the Lord has given them two businesses that we know about, and there's more that's going on. God has a way, when we give him permission in our lives, he has a way of being able to move through our lives and do great and awesome things. And I really like how Veronica said so many things that she had learned in her past were all put together for what God has her doing right now. So God is doing something in your life right now. And whether you received him as your Lord and Savior or not, he's still doing something. And he can do even more once he has permission in your life. You know, he doesn't just come in and just take over. He could, because he's God, but he gives us free will. And he wants us to make a choice for him. So John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Yeah, you can say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So God loves us so much that he gave Jesus. He did not want us to perish, but he wants us to have everlasting life. He wants us to live forever with him. Romans 10:9 says, because so he just tells us how to do this. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not maybe saved, not might saved, but you shall be saved. So basically what he's saying to us when he says confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer. Saying a prayer out of your mouth, saying that prayer. And then believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. You choose to believe. None of us was here 2,000 years ago. So none of us saw Jesus back 2,000 years ago and knew, you know, what he did. So we have to believe. We have to step out by faith and believe what Jesus said in the Word of God, believe what the Bible says about Jesus. And when we make that choice to believe and we say it out of our mouth, then we are saved. We are born again. Hallelujah. He did all the work. It's simple. It is simple. It's so simple because he did all the work. Hallelujah. And once you receive him as your Lord and Savior, then he can really move in your life. Then he can really put you on a path that was preordained for you before the beginning of time. So praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to say a prayer together. And you can repeat this prayer to me. Hallelujah. And when you say it, with all your heart, you will be saved. You will be born again, for real. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I am born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. And we'd like to just commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now that you will be filled with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to read the Word of God and to understand it, because he's the only author. God is the only author that's with you as you're reading the Bible. So there's many books you can read, but the author won't be there with you. But when you read the Bible, the author is right there with you to help you to understand the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we'd like to invite you to be a part, to partake in the body of Christ. Now, we have church service on this Sunday with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, but you can go to any Bible-believing church. You're a Christian. Hallelujah. You're a part of the body of Christ. Now, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is the senior pastor, and I am the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. And I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy. And so we meet on every Sunday. And the way that we meet is over Get 'Em Radio. So you would call this number, 516 418-5699. Glory to God. So every Monday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and we meet here. And I'll tell you, God meets us here. Hallelujah. It's beautiful how he meets us here, and he actually touches people, even through the phone line. Glory to God. So we have service on Sundays, and then on Mondays we have our Bible teaching, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. We have a wonderful Bible teacher, Dr. Lorraine Navarro from Ohio, and she does our Bible teaching. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And then God just has her to look at the Word from a different perspective than maybe one would in another way. And so come and learn more about the Word of God. Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number. And then on Wednesdays, excuse me, I'm skipping Tuesday. On Tuesdays, we have prayer time, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So what we do is four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And they pray in tongues, and then we listen for interpretation. And we have had, now we're all over the country, and we're praying in tongues, and some of us are getting the same word-for-word interpretation, you know, coming from the same scripture or rephrased in such a way. But we know that God is absolutely talking to us. Amen. And we have seen miracles on the line as we were together. So if you have an opportunity, join us. Even if you don't speak in tongues yet, come on, because we've had people who maybe spoke in tongues maybe just a little bit, and then when they joined us on the line, they became fluid, and this, the tongues began to really flow. So praise God. Join us every Tuesday. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and for this I'll say 12 noon Pacific. Amen. It just came to my mind real clear. Now, on Wednesday, on just the second Wednesday of every month, second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call that prophetic healing. So what happens with that is that the Lord tells us the ailments that are going to be healed, and people call in and they get, because what God reveals, he heals. And he has shown us that not only does he heal physical issues and pain, he also heals emotional and mental. Hallelujah. And he wants to heal everywhere we hurt. Praise God. So mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm, because the next prophetic healing will be on Wednesday, January the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And you will be blessed. So many people have gotten healed. And we ended the year with a bang, and we're expecting to begin the year with a bang as well. Amen. Okay, so then on Thursday, we have this broadcast here. We call it the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And this is where the family of the Get 'Em Radio family began, was on a Thursday night. And so what we're doing now is we're having a Christian Entrepreneur Month virtual pop-up shop. We're going to continue that the rest of this month. So next week, we're going to have Monica Gaither, who's going to be with us. And if I'm not mistaken, what she's going to bring to us is jewelry. And she makes the jewelry herself. So we're going to hear from Monica, excuse me, on next Thursday. The Thursday after that, then we're going to hear from Don and Veronica's daughter, and her name is Star. Praise God. So Star will be with us. She'll be our last one for the month on the 30th. Praise God. So join us. And, oh, and what she's going to have is products for natural hair. Tell you, those products for natural hair are so good. She has a brush that where you can comb it, it combs out the tangles in your hair. It's so good. And I'll tell you, if anybody is tender-headed, if you know what I'm talking about, it really works. So amen. So continue to join us on Thursday for Christian Entrepreneur Month. And then, you know what? You know what we do on Thursday night when we get to January? We're going to start off our January with Prophecy Month. And we always hear a word from the Lord, what the Lord is saying about the current year. And then we prophesy. Hallelujah. So if you want a word from the Lord, mark your calendar on that. And get with us on Thursday night in January, because prophetic words are going to be flowing. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's all of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And hope to see you. And some of those times you can jump in at any time. Once again, our phone number is 516-418-5699. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to give a quick shout-out for people who didn't say anything, but I'm just glad you're here with us. Minister Carrie, good to see you here tonight. Sister Debbie, good to see you as well. And Minister Rachel, I don't know why I thought you had pressed your number one key first, but maybe I just saw the two in Amber's number. But praise God. Good to see you on the line tonight. Pray that all is well. Amen. And, you know, we talk to everybody else who's on the line. We're so glad to see you all. Okay, let's go back to Veronica, and let's hear who's going to have personal popcorn popper and two bags of popcorn. Yay! Oh, I got to open up your line, don't I?
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, one second. Let me go here and look and see.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking right now. Let me see.
Okay. Looking right now.
Okay. All right. We drew numbers, and the winner of the personal popcorn machine and two bags of popcorn is Barbara Cusey.
Oh,
and winning. There it is. Same square, well, drew numbers, so. Thank you, everyone else who purchased. We appreciate it.
I guess I probably should be, I probably should say, oh, no, I don't want it. Give it to somebody else, but I wanted it. Sorry, y'all.
<It is.
laughs> No,
but
I'll give it.
We are going to send a little something extra in each of the orders that we received. So if you ordered, please, just send a message to me about your shirt size, and then we'll send something extra.
Wait, say that again.
If you ordered popcorn, if you just placed an order, you can email me, or you can just message on the website at the bottom, there's a place where you can message us, or on the contact us form, you can message us and just tell me what your shirt size is, and we are going to throw in a little extra in your popcorn order.
Wow. That's nice. Okay. I hope you guys heard that, because I'm like, whoa. So we may be getting a T-shirt, too?
Yeah. So even if you place an order and like later after this, I'll leave that open for anyone who places an order before Saturday.
Okay.
And you oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's actually, as a matter of fact, we'll even make it easier that anyone else who's placed an order can just use GITM, G-I-T-M, as the promo code, and then we'll throw in the shirt with it.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that right now.
Wow. So you'll pick the shirt that you, I know it'll be a nice shirt.
Yes, of course.
Amen. Whatever you send will be pretty cool. Okay. So put me on that list. I want to get the T-shirt too. Wow. So I get to tell you what popcorn I want, or you'll surprise me?
You can tell me what popcorn you want. Just text me.
Okay. All right. I will. I'll get fancy with this. I was very safe with the other ones. But, you know, I thought you were going to say Treva, because she's won the past two drawings. Amen. Just the Lord has blessed her like that. All right. So I know y'all didn't just do it just because I'm your aunt. I know you guys did a drawing. Hallelujah. Okay. So give your closing remark and closing prayer. We'll close on out.
The closing remark I have is I'm just thankful, you know, for everyone listening. And, you know, I pray that that everyone listens to, you know, that spirit within them. My lessons that I've learned through this whole process and that. Okay. You know what? I'll tell you this because God is just telling me. Every morning I read this scripture. And it says, the Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. And that's Lamentations 3:25. And I think that's been my biggest lesson is the word that says depend. I've read the scripture about 100 times over, but I never really paid attention to that part of it about depending on God. So that's my biggest lesson I've learned. So whatever it is, you depend on God, it's the promise that he'll be good to you. And so that's my closing remark.
Very nice. Hallelujah. Amen. That was a closing remark?
So,
that was at the...
Yes.
Okay.
That's the closing remark.
Amen. And I think about, you know, what the elders used to sing, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. And he'll lead us. Oh, and Pastor Mom's favorite scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. So that's what it makes me think about when you said it. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. We both of our lives are so incredibly busy. We have not had much time to talk. And so this has just been a wonderful time to hear your voice and to talk to you and to not only just hear your voice, but to hear your heart. And this was a wonderful opportunity to hear your heart tonight. And, you know, to hear, I knew you were all that in a bag of popcorn. And now I really know it from talking. I would say tip, but you sell popcorn. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Amen. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with you you know, when you guys do get here. I know it's going to happen at one point in time, and we're planning on coming in that direction as well. So God bless you, and amen. And you, Don, and the children, your whole family, I, by the Spirit of the Lord, I could just see you all just blowing up, as the kids would say, that he's going to do great and awesome things in your life because you're staying on the path with him. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So, love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night. And I think we'll see you guys before Christmas. Yeah, we'll be back again before Christmas. So, praise God. Have a blessed night, everyone. Love you.